Two bomb blasts rocked the neighborhood of Nasr City near the Minister of Interior's house early Thursday morning. The attacks are said to be an attempt to assassinate the minister. The bombs detonated as Minister Mohammed Ibrahim's convoy was moving. The minister was unharmed, but according to official sources, 21 were injured, 10 of whom are civilians. Among them is a child who lost a leg in the attack. Two of the victims are believed to be assailants who carried out the attack.
I carried the child with his legs chopped off. He was accompanied by his mother during the attack. May God punish the perpetrators. May Allah punish those who committed this crime.
While the prosecutor's office is still investigating the details of the attack, Ministry of Interior sources say the bomb used in the attack was improvised and remote controlled. A number of cars, shops, and homes were badly damaged as a result of the explosion. More details about the attack are still emerging.
We are badly suffering from what's going on. As you can see, my shop has been completely destroyed. I'm calling on authorities to bring an end to this chaos.
The incident is reminiscent of a wave of terrorist attacks that plagued Egypt back in the 80s and 90s, when radical groups justified violence in fighting what they had labeled a corrupt regime, resulting in the death of tens of civilians. And while a number of political groups have strongly condemned the recent attack, the hardline Jamaa Islamiyah, which was involved in the violence in the 80s and 90s, has made a statement denying any connection with the attack and condemned the use of violence by any group. Mohammed Ibrahim was appointed by ousted President Mohamed Morsi and continues to serve as the Minister of Interior under the interim government.
This attempt of assassinating Egypt's Minister of Interior is an increase in the intensity of violence in the country, one that raises questions of what is to come next. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.